The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe,
and your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
If David Simpson had been Jerry Maguire and showed Leon the true money, it would have hit him over the head like the proverbial ton of bricks. Gold bricks, that is. Let David Simpson show you the true money every Wednesday at noon Central, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Blisters from work. That might make our fingers hurt. All right, so let's go ahead and open up the show today. Welcome to the True Money Show. My name is David Simpson, and I'm on the Veritas Radio Network. You're listening to the wonderful sounds of Dire Straits in the background by my producer Mike Church, who keeps me going here straight and narrow. You know, guy's pouring his heart and soul and blood and sweat and tears into this enterprise, and I believe, for one, that it's worthy of support. You know, Mark Kresslin's comes on from 6 to 8. Mike Church takes on from 8 to 11, and even goes longer than that sometimes. We have Reverse Deception, the Modern World Made Right series, which is probably the most compelling audio documentary stuff out there these days. The True Money Show, my show, at 12 o'clock every Wednesday, a live show. We have My Story of America, Reconquest, the Constitution Hour. If there was, I don't know how many weeks, what is it, Mike, 20-something weeks we've been in existence, and we have all of these shows, a lot of live content, advertisers and supporters and subscribers. A growing concern. It needs more help and more support, but this is a remarkable effort that Mike has done in such a short period of time, and I'm thankful to be part of the effort. We're working at saving our country. You know, some people don't believe that. They think, oh, talk radio is just that, some kind of entertainment that likes to complain or something. And I can say, for one, that there is a genuine concern, a genuine effort on the part of everyone associated with Veritas Radio Network not to complain. Yes, to search out and seek some of the problems so we can look for corrections, but more importantly, to create just what I said, a network. The Veritas Radio Network is just a voice of a network of people that are all working, whether you're a contributor, whether you're an advertiser, whether you're part of the people that are putting on the shows, the producers, whether you're some of the hosts and the commentary, the guest, everyone associated is a network of people that is seeking to right the wrongs in our society And I believe the Veritas Radio Network is really on the vanguard of that process. Everything else has been co-opted. Everything else has been has already been taken over and is working for the other side. So I hope you like the True Money Show. I hope you like Mark's show and Mike's show and Dr. George's show and everyone else's show. And I hope that you share that love with other people. And then I hope that you say, you know what, I want to give some money to that effort, or I want to give some expertise to that effort. I want to give some volunteer hours. I don't care what it is. Help us become part of the network so we can change the course of this country before it is too late. So, what is the True Money Show about? Well, I haven't said this in a while, so I'll repeat it this time. The True Money Show is dedicated to three basic principles. The first is explaining and exposing what I call the pernicious money system that we live under. This is what we call fractional reserve banking or fiat money. It comes under a variety of names, but all of it is bad because it is kind of a institutionalized theft operation that goes on against the working man. So that's the first purpose. The second purpose is to advocate for a just and sound monetary system to replace the evil one. And then the third purpose is to counsel listeners on how to defend their savings and their wealth until we do replace the evil monetary system. That's quite an agenda that I have set for myself. But I think it's something that's very achievable. We're already in the defense stage. We're in the process of counseling people how to protect their hard-earned money from the institutionalized theft operation. A defensive war, though, will not win the war. We have to go on the offensive, and so part of that is we've got to come up with solutions. We've got to get alternatives to our money system. We have to come up with means of an easy way to transition from the old one to the new one that doesn't cause some heartache and heartburn. Not just that, but it causes actually immoral consequences. I mean, a lot of people, let's face it, guys, a lot of people are bought into this money system. And while I'd like to just turn it off tomorrow and say, oh, we're going to fix it with this new one, and overnight say, here's the new moral system, I don't think that would always be fair because there have been promises that have been made in this immoral money system that, though they shouldn't have been made, ought to be kept at least to some degree so we don't cause harm to people who innocently partake of the system. So we have a lot of work in front of us on both getting rid of the old one and getting a new one. A lot of moral issues yet to address. So I am coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network. I am proudly sponsored by the Bulldog Kia in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know that there is a better network out there that is doing this work. But if you tell me one and you want us to copy it, we'll do that too. I think your choices basically are listen to mainstream media. At this juncture, is the choices are listen to mainstream media or listen to some podcast of some guy that's just broadcasting out of his closet in his house. This is a network. This is a studio. I come to the studio here in Mandeville. Mike has all this incredible equipment that I don't even know how to use, but he does, and Christopher does, and they keep me straight. And but it takes effort and money, guys, and I hope you'll go and subscribe and help us in this cause. So I told everyone on the Mike Church Show this morning, I was on Wisdom Wednesday, that I was going to start off with a contest. I'm asking for people to call in. You can contact me, 844-5-CRUSADE. You can also email me. Let me get back to my email. You can also email me, david@tffco.com. You can email me. I just got an email. What do you know? I'll check that in just a minute. And if you have a question, I'll answer your email questions. I'll answer your phone calls. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. You can call in. I promised on the My Church Show this morning that I was going to have a contest, and here's the contest. I will give $100 to whomever can call in and tell me how much a $45 per month telephone plan cost with a major telecommunications industry or company, I should say. Well, what am I saying here? And I don't want to say the name of the company and get sued for disparaging their fine or not so fine products. I'll just give you their initials. Their initials are AT&T. Okay, so you can try to figure out who I'm talking about. All right, so if you can guess, so what I have is I have a client that went to them to sign up for a $45 a month telephone service, and I'm working with the person, and I got her a copy of her first bill. And so I want you to see it now. So all I'm trying to get you is get you to guess, if you can guess how much her first bill was on this $45 a month plan, if you're the correct, if you give me the correct answer, and I'm going to be very, maybe I won't be so particular. Maybe if you get close, I'll give it to you, $100. No, I think I'm going to call, require the absolute required answer. How much did it cost her for this $45 a month plan? And if you call in with the answer, I'm going to give you, and you give the answer, I'm going to give you $100. So I'm going to look over here at my email while I'm gandering around here and see what Mr. Greg has to say. Wow. He's got a long email, so I don't know if I can read all that. I have to read that during the break, I guess, and get to some of those answers. Anyway, so here's the story. You know, I just told you I got this company that's offering $45 a month plans, and then you get the bill, and the bill ain't exactly what they said it was going to be, and so you kind of wonder. Well, I guess it kind of gets me off on my first point, which is this. Well, I'll tell you what the other charges were. I have that here, too. Okay, so we had a charge for mobile share. Let's see. Oh, because we changed the plan, there was a charge for that. Oh, and then we added something onto the plan. Suppose there was a charge for that. Oh, and then there was the voice usage summary, and there was a charge for that. Oh, there was an activation fee. There's a charge for that. Hey, there's an administrative fee. There's a federal universal service charge fee. Hey, there's a Louisiana universal service. God, we get universal service from two people. What do you know? There's a regulatory cost. You know, all these regulatory. Oh, you got to have that. You just got to have the regulatory cost. Then there's local wireless. Yeah, yeah, state telecommunications charges. Well, I can't think you get my point here. $45 plan isn't $45, but my real problem with this is, why do we put up with this garbage? I mean, if you think about it, we're just being fleeced here. And I really have had it, because I've been working with this old lady and her bills and stuff. And I can tell you that this particular company has sent her multiple bills, two a month. And then this recent one, I made a change to cut down on her cost because her bills were so outrageous. And then I get the $45 a month plan, which was acceptable to us if it would be $45, and it's not. And so it just irritates me that people are getting fleeced every day by companies and by governments and by local governments, state governments, federal governments, taxing authorities, you name it, regulatory agencies. We're getting fleeced on a regular basis, and we just keep accepting it. I mean, I'm ready to tell this company, you know, who I can only, again, give you the initials, AT&T. I'm ready to tell this company to go jump in the lake here. I mean, this is a 75-year-old woman that's getting taken to the bank because they know she's got her pension checks, and they'd rather have them than give them to her. Doesn't that just kind of irritate you a little bit? Don't you start getting a little concerned that maybe the masters are getting a little too big and that somehow or another we're all going to be in their noose before too long? I can tell you I'm worried about it. Maybe you're not. Call up and tell me, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723, or go to your email, david@tffco.com, and let me know what you think. Greg, I got your email, and I'm going to reply to it. I'm going to look at it at the break and see if I can reply to some of it on the show today. If I can't, I think I might have my first guess on the phone bill. So Craig writes in, and Craig says his guess is $212. I tell you what, I'm going to do everybody a favor. I'm going to give you a high, low, or, you know, kind of warm or cold. Craig, you're high, but I get what you're saying. And so you're on the right track. It's not it's not that much, but you got the idea that it wasn't $45 a month. So anyone who wants to call in or write in, call and tell me how much a $45 a month plan cost at a major telecommunications company. Tell me how much that cost the first month out the gate, and if you get the right number, I'm going to give you $100. So. All right. So I'm going to move on a little bit. I just wanted to kind of vent about that because I'm helping this old lady. I'm very fond of her. She's a sweet lady. She goes to church with me. She's having health issues. She's been in and out of a home, and so she just needs help. And you go into someone's life like that, and you see, and I quite frankly, I do think she's been taken advantage of. There were again two bills per month coming to her of varying amounts. And then when another old couple tried to help her before I got involved to try to unify the bill, they actually were charging her a unified bill charge, but she was still getting two bills. And so she's getting charged to get one bill, which is unbelievable. I mean, you think that would save them money and time. She was being charged to get one bill, and then they were still getting two bills. It was so complex, I couldn't even figure it out. And of course, I can't talk to them because I'm not in the inner circle. You know, you have to have the old lady on the phone who has no idea what's going on because she doesn't understand any of this stuff. So it was just a frustrating situation, and now it's doubled up here because now I went in there to save her some money. I said, cancel everything and give me the cheapest plan you got, $45 a month. And the first bill out the gate, I'm going to reveal to you in a little while what it is, or if you guess the number, I'm going to give you $100. Call in 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723, and tell me what you think the bill amount was. So, Craig, good guess, $212, a little high. But you're on the right track. Well, maybe not. Okay, I will say Craig is cold, but he's got the idea. So that's all we'll say on that. But thanks for writing in, Craig. All right, so let's go to my first topic of the day, I guess, my first topic. I love going to, one of my favorite things to do is to go to these online financial, planning articles, whatever, newspapers, magazines, whatever. And I don't, and by the way, I'm not making fun of these things. I mean, I'm all about information. I'm all about education. And if people can get information and valuable education from these places, I say go for it. But, some of them are really worthy and some of them are just, not so much worthy. What's the opposite of that? Now this one I actually like. This Kiplinger usually, they're all over the place, but I do like to look at a lot of their stuff because they're kind of talking to the modern average internet consuming type of person, and they have some good things here and there. But this one I don't think falls in that category so much. And by the way, I don't dispute the guy's main point. I dispute a lot of his analysis. So the title of the article was Where Robo-Advisors Fail at Financial Planning. Well, first of all, they fail because they're robo-advisors. I can give you the answer without having to read much of the article. What is a robo-advisor? Well, I'm assuming that's robotic or some type of mechanical means of advising someone. Well, that's impossible, right? An advisor is someone that has a human nature and counsels you. A robo would not do that. So I could have answered Mr. Koslow's question right up from the front end. But so the guy who writes this is named Brian Koslow. And by the way, after his name, you have to see how smart he is because he writes all these letters. So it's MBA, CFP, CPA, PPFS, and CDFA, which I'm good. I'm all for education. I'm glad the guy's going through all these certifications. Not making fun of that either. I will just say this, that my good buddy Mickey Ellison, who had his CFP, and by the way, I don't. I'm a measly JD, Juris Doctor, and I don't even practice law anymore. So that's not even take those letters and throw them in the garbage can. That's all I am. And I don't put it on my nameplate anymore. But Mickey was telling me that he had a CFP and dropped it because in his opinion that the school, the College of Financial Planning, had kind of just propagandized him into thinking a certain way about finance. And then after speaking with me about it and after reading some books and after looking into other areas, he started realizing, I don't believe in what they profess. And so he let his CFP lapse. So for what that's worth, Mr. Koslow has all these initials. One of them, a colleague of mine, decided to let lapse because he didn't believe in it anymore. But that's neither here nor there. All right. He says, robo-advisors platforms can make investing simpler, but they can't give you the personal advice you really need. Well, that's just what I just said to begin with, right? They're not personal because they're not a person. But here's his opening paragraph. In an effort to provide low-cost, technology-infused financial solutions to the millennial generation, loosely those defined as those being born between 1982 and 2004, dozens of new robo-advisor platforms have come to the market in recent years. These platforms, much like target date funds, promote well a robotic approach to managing your money, along with an automatic rebalancing via proprietary algorithms based on your age, risk tolerance, goals, and account size. Okay, but here's the big question. Can robo-advisors provide you with the hands-on approach you really need? Now, I'm going to start reading the paragraph right after that question, and you tell me if the answer was proffered. So here's the question again. Can robo-advisors provide you with the hands-on approach you really need? Here's the next paragraph. The Department of Labor's recently released fiduciary rule, which advisors handling retirement accounts need to fully implement in 2017. Okay. Where's the answer? Wouldn't it have been nice, you know, with a guy with 8,000 certifications and some degrees? Wouldn't it have been nice if you say, here's the answer to the question I posed? Right? I mean, later on, he kind of says the answer. Not really. Even at the end, he doesn't say the answer. Well, the answer is no. Why don't we just say no then? Say no and then explain. I don't think people are going to be too bothered by us making a definitive statement on whether or not robo-advisors can provide you with hands-on approach you really need. So that's the first thing that kind of irritates me about such like this. It's non-advice. I'm going to offer an advice column that doesn't even answer the question that I asked myself. That's not even a rhetorical process. I mean, if you're going to use rhetoric, so I'm going to try a little flourish of asking myself a question and then diving into the answer. You think the answer would be involved somewhere. Okay. All right. So, wow. I got a second man. So my Matt calls in and says a $45 cell bill is approximately $68. And by the way, I will say, Matt, you are very warm. You're warm. You're definitely warm. So he says, if I am the winner, then just donate my $100 to Mike's 15,000 capital campaign. So Mike, you have a $100 donation coming to you if I accept the $68, which I told you I was going to be kind of a stickler. So I'll keep it under advisement. Since I'm in charge of this show, I can do whatever the heck I want. It's good to be king. It's good to be the king. So, Matt, thank you for that guess. And by the way, you are quite warm. So you must have missed a couple of the tallies that they threw on there. All right, so back to can robo-advisors fail at financial planning or where they fail? So let's finish the article, or just parts of it that I've highlighted. The Department of Labor's recently released fiduciary rule will change the way we in the industry provide advice. The crux of the rule is a shift. Listen to this. The crux of the rule is a shift from suitability standard to fiduciary standard. Wow, don't you feel better? You're going to get a fiduciary standard now. Woo! I feel better. This means that advisors are required to put their clients' best interests first. What? We should put our clients' best interests first? Man, I thought I was in this for me. Okay. This means that advisors are required to put their clients' best interests first rather than recommending products or strategies that are merely suitable. Okay, well, you know, if anybody thought that they were working for themselves or for some product or service or anything else but their client, then I think they should be shot in the head. Okay? This is what's wrong in America. We don't make statements that actually have any import anymore. So anybody who is working in the industry and did not try to do the best thing he could for their clients ought to be hung. All right, back to the article. Good advisors have always put their clients' best interests first. Yeah, thank you. But this rule could have a significant impact on many insurance agents, stockbrokers, and annuity salespeople who have marketed themselves as financial planners. Okay, now we see the real culprit. Boo. Boo on insurance agents. Boo on the stockbrokers and those annuity salespeople. And I bet you they've been calling themselves planners. Right. Well, I got news for you. I've met a few agents, sales agents, that are much better planners than a lot of planners I've met. By the way, I do sell life insurance, too. I guess I fall in that category. I'm just an insurance agent. But I will say, no, I follow the rule. I try to put my client's best interest first. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do. Hey, guys, if you have a guess for my how much is the cell bill, please call in 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-5, I'm sorry, 844-527-8723. I'm going to take a break in a few seconds, and we're going to come back and finish the Robo article and then talk about the stock market a little bit. And all the while, there's that $100 to be gathered if you can guess the how much a $45 per month cell bill from a telecommunications company cost. We'll be back in a few minutes.
They say money is the root of all evil. But on the True Money Show, you'll learn that the Federal Reserve is the root of all evil money. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel.
Mysterious, got shades on your eyes and your heels so high that you can't even have a good